Namaste. My name is Will Semmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak why does a conservative attitude harm us? The world is changing very fast, and so we have to change also. And a conservative attitude wants that everything remains as it is. A conservative attitude is coming from a guy who is afraid of the future, who is afraid of changing anything. How can we adapt at best to every situation when we don't change our attitude, our opinion, and so on? We can adapt only at best for every situation when we are flexible and looking for the best solution. I want to give here some examples. There was an interview with Bertolt Beitz at his 99th birthday, and Bertolt Beitz was the chief of ThyssenKrupp and Mannesmann, the biggest steel companies of Germany. So the reporter praised him that he had saved 800 Jews during World War II, and that he had built up the third biggest internet and mobile phone network of Europe as a steel manufacturer. And then Bertolt said, "Stop, I've done also many mistakes. I look only forward. I never look backward. I look that I'm here, looking here for the solution, and the past I let go." If you would have also this great attitude, then so much would change in our life. Okay, sorry, 11 months later he died. Then another example I've read from Bhagwan, when Bhagwan was growing up with his grandparents, and when they went to the city, his grandfather died. And his grandmother decided not to go back and to remain at the family in the city. And Bhagwan asked why, and she said, "You never can go back. The world is changing." And his grandmother became also his first disciple. And now, if you read from the Bible, so Jesus said to Paulus, "Let the dead bury the dead people and come." We just look that we are here and only here, and decide then. And then we read from the religions of pandits how they define God. And a religion person never, never, never defines God. He is following God, he is surrendering his life to God, and is doing what God wants, because God is not conservative, he's changing all the time. He's innovative. And so we can't define God. And so is it with so many problems. We can't see through it. We don't know what is following up. But when we are in the here now, only then we can decide good. Okay. This I want to say to you, and bye.